According to Flagstaff Shelter Services, the number of people accessing resources has jumped 15% since the outbreak began. Shelter managers have expanded day services and even rented rooms in two motels where about 80 people are being housed. Many of them are elderly or have cancer, diabetes, and other health conditions that put them at especially high risk for COVID-19, and the rooms allow them to physically distance. Ross Altenbaugh is the shelter's director.
That's been really helpful because it's also released some of the pressure in the shelter so that we can be in compliance with CDC guidelines to try to keep people 6 feet apart when they sleep. These are the people that are the most vulnerable in our community.
Altenbaugh says Shelter Services is spending between $25,000 and $30,000 a week on the motel rooms, and she worries about the long-term sustainability of the plan. She says some former clients who had previously found homes are now returning after being laid off or having their hours cut during the pandemic. Many of those seeking services are families. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.